Well, for one thing, he's an icon, so generations of fans know him.
I would say tall, handsome, driven, a winner.
He just connects with people. He's got a real way about him where you could meet him for the first time, and he makes you feel like you're a part of his life.
Bill has it with 8:12 to play in the third. The Pacers left to right, look to tie the game. There's a lob to the goal. Boom, baby!
Bobby Slick Leonard, an icon of many ages. Leonard has had many accomplishments in his life, including winning the basketball state title at his Terre Haute High School, winning the NCAA National Basketball Championship with the Indiana Hoosiers, and finally coaching the ABA Pacers to 3 national titles. Bobby is now at the young age of 82 years old. Since basketball has prominently been in his life, he describes his beginnings.
Well, basically where I really started out was in 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And in those days, I was 9 years old at the time. The juniors and seniors at the high school level, they joined the service. And in the neighborhood I lived in, there were 12 guys there. They joined the Marine Corps. When they came home, they had to go back to school, and the guys got together and built a basketball goal. Welding shop and all that, you know, and put it out in Moss Sullivan's backyard. And that's where I really got serious about it. And those 12 Marines, they all made it back. I mean, they got hit with shrapnel and this and that, but they made it back, which was highly unusual. And they followed me all through my career. They followed me through my high school career, through my college career. All of them have passed away now, but they were the guys that really, really got me going.
After getting a start to basketball, Bobby went on to the 1953 NCAA championship where the game was on the line. With seconds remaining in the game, Bobby went to the free throw line.
Yeah, I got fouled. I almost made the shot and got fouled. It rolled around, rolled off the rim. They didn't have the three-pointer in those days, so we would have had them in Lock City. If I'd hit the basket and then got a free throw and got up 3 points. So I had 2 free throws. I missed the first free throw. And Fog Allen, he called timeout. He put me in a pressure cooker. But I stood up and made the second free throw.
Shortly after winning the championship, Bobby went on to win the love of his life, Nancy Leonard.
We were in a class first semester of our freshman year. Sitting in the same row. I didn't like him at first. But anyway, that's where we met and started dating. On January 15th of that freshman year, we started going steady, and that's been it ever since.
While playing in the NBA the next year, Leonard got his nickname that has stuck with him ever since.
Well, we played at Morgantown, where the University of West Virginia is, one night, and then we got on a bus. And we're on this bus going up through the mountains in West Virginia. All the players on the bus fell asleep, but George Mikan and I were up in the front seat with those peep lights. We're up there playing Hollywood Gin. George said to me, Bobby, you think we ought to stop and let the guys get a cup of coffee and a sandwich? I said, sure. We pulled into that parking lot in the truck stop. The driver stopped. Turned on all the lights. Players were waking up and everything. And that at the same time, I blitzed George Mike and all the way across the board in that Hollywood Gin game. And he said, how about buying me a cup of coffee? He said, you're too slick for me. And those guys heard him say it. They were waking up, and they started calling me that.
After great years of coaching, Slick became a true part of Hoosier history when he became the color commentator for the Pacers with this play-by-play, Mark Boyle. Mark describes how Slick became so popular.
He just connects with people. He's got a real way about him where you could meet him for the first time and he makes you feel like you're a part of his life. Somehow you feel after one meeting like you've known him for years. It's a very unique skill. He just makes people feel good when they're around him.
Slick is most famous for his catchphrase, "Boom Baby," and many Hoosiers wonder how this came to be.
When I was coaching, we were playing the Denver Nuggets. It was the 7th game in Denver. They had a 2-point lead, And we got a rebound call timeout with 7 seconds to play. And so I set up a play to get the ball into George McGinnis in a low post. We got the ball in to George McGinnis in a low post. But when we got it there, now 7 seconds, pretty good amount of time. All five Denver defensive guys jumped on it, jumped on George. And he just jumped up in the air and twisted around and threw it across into the far corner to Billy Keller. And Billy Keller, it was just out of his hands when the gun went off. When it went through, I said, boom, and I added baby. That's the first time I ever said it.
Leonard, being 82 years old, likes to reflect on his accomplishments.
It's been a great life, let's face it. It's been a great life. The good Lord has had his hand on both of our shoulders. You know, the name of the game, the real name of the game to me is health and happiness. Because if you're healthy and happy, you can do anything you want to do. You can accomplish anything you want to accomplish. And you're fortunate, see, when your health goes bad, makes it a tough ball game. And if you're unhappy, that makes it a tough ball game too, because you know you don't enjoy going to work, you know whatever. You just don't enjoy your life if you're unhappy. So I've always felt that health and happiness are the name of the game. And if you got those two things, sky's the limit, right?
For WHJE, this has been Leah Robleski.